News. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Four protesters who were arrested for demonstrating the removal of Montrose's rainbow crosswalks have had their charges dismissed. News 88.7's Michael Adkison spoke with their lawyer.
Attorney Brian Harrison, not to be confused with the Republican state lawmaker of the same name, says the Harris County District Attorney's Office dismissed the charges in the interest of justice.
I'm glad that they did the right thing by dismissing the cases, but it doesn't change the fact that the city and the DA effectively did Governor Abbott and President Trump's dirty work by removing the four activists and destroying the crosswalk.
Those four activists had been arrested early in the morning on October 20th for blocking construction crews from taking out the crosswalks. The DA's office declined to comment on the dismissals. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
Drought conditions and tariffs are making it more expensive to raise cattle, leading to record high beef prices. The number of cattle in the U.S. also recently reached its lowest point since the 1950s. The Trump administration has promised to ramp up Argentinian beef imports. John Diamond with Rice University's Baker Institute says that policy could hurt American ranchers.
U.S. producers would still be facing all of the cost hurdles that they face currently.
Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller has pushed back against the imports and drafted his own proposal for lowering prices. Liberty County officials say that a woman accused of trying to drown her three children back in September was attempting a murder-suicide. 39-year-old Jessica Quintana is facing three felony charges and was given a total bond amount of $3 million. She's charged with two counts of injury to a child and one count of attempt to commit aggravated assault. Authorities say she gave the children NyQuil and alcohol. The children were in custody of protective services before being placed with family members. We've got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 88. However, we're going to feel a significant drop in temperature tomorrow when the high is just 67 degrees. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.